Conversation 1. Jessica, do you know something about the Ethical Consumer Research Association?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, it's an organization that provides information for shoppers, like letting shoppers know what the companies are doing behind the products that they see on the store shelves. And these shoppers are concerned with some ethical issues.
Could you give me some examples?
Well, they may want to know that the product they're buying hasn't been made at the expense of people who are producing it, whether it's in the country or abroad. They might also be concerned with other kinds of issues, for example, whether the company is involved in selling arms.
But how can one become an ethical shopper when buying things?
One way of thinking about ethical shopping is thinking about buying less. Well, you see, sometimes we buy a lot more than we need. We buy more items of clothing than we need. So being an ethical shopper really means thinking a bit before you go and spend your money in the shops.
Could you give me some advice?
You see, something may cost a bit more in the short run, but be worth it in the long run. So if you're paying for quality, something will last you longer and then save you money. And sometimes you can buy things secondhand, and the quality in most secondhand shops is really very good these days. So it's about thinking before you shop.
Thanks for your advice, Jessica.
My pleasure.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 1.
What is the information provided by the Ethical Consumer Research Association about?
Question 2. What does an ethical shopper possibly want to know about a product? Question 3.
What should an ethical shopper do when shopping?
Question 4.
What can we learn from the conversation?